Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hello. I keep getting statements on my bank statement that they're taking money from you, and I don't remember ever signing up for Ultra Smart Diet Select.
Alrighty, I'll be more than happy to look into it. One brief moment, please. Your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Michael Polson, 8720 Brighton Road, Commerce City, Colorado, 80022.
Alrighty, thank you for that information. Let's see. I think it's loading. It's still loading. One moment.
And I've never received anything, so I don't know really what the Ultra Smart Diet Select Plan is.
Yes, sir. Once everything upload for me, I'll provide you the information.
Okay.
Alrighty. So reviewing the account, I do show that there was a pulse oximeter. That was one. All you had to do was pay the shipping and handling charge of $7.95 to receive it. I do understand.
Okay. Yeah. I did receive that. I didn't know that was connected to the. But I thought I'd seen more than one charge.
I'm still going
over
the account.
I don't have my bank statement on me, but.
I was still going over the account.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So the $7.95 was the shipping for the pulse oximeter within the 24 to 48 hour time frame. If the account was not canceled, then there will be a email. It will be a gift card email to you that values $125 to receive, not receive, but order more items off the link that is provided within your email. That's why that $67.32 did come off the account. If you're interested in receiving that gift card each month, it would be the same price.
No, I really just wanted to get the pulsometer because my doctor's been wanting me to get one. And when it came across, I probably didn't read all the fine print. So mm-hmm. I thought I had an opportunity to get just the pulsometer.
Right. That extra charge had nothing to do with the pulse oximeter. The pulse oximeter was free. All you did was pay shipping for it, but it was due to the fact
right.
that the account was not canceled in time. Now, I can most definitely go ahead and get that account canceled for you. There will be an email confirming the cancellation within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay. Give me a minute.
Take your time.
Okay, I'm ready.
That's going to be C like Charlie. Then that's going to be 260-570-508.
Okay.
That is your cancellation confirmation. 24 to 48 hours for that email. The account has been canceled.
Okay. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.